This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Demarest, CPA with Parr Mellison Associates. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about cash, cash reserves, mistake that you're making with reserves, and what happens when you run out of cash. So there is a piece that I would feel incomplete if I didn't cover, and this is how you actually get this money. How do you go out and get that line of credit on your building? Do you really want a line of credit, or should you just be refinancing that? What to look out for short-term loans and everything else in between is exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmellis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Base, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions, is now available on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to us about accounting and tax services Parr Mellis offers auto repair shops like yours? Email us at info@parmellis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. If you need to get your shop headed in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your marketing kicked into overdrive, give Mike at Overdrive Marketing a call today. If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business? That's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. You need money for one reason or another. And if you need money, depending on your situation, I am going to touch on it this week and kind of give you, this is what I would be doing. What this episode is supposed to be doing is kind of put a couple terms in here that we glossed over. Some of the stuff we touched in the last couple of weeks, but really, I promise you guys, I'm not going to talk about you guys being broke for the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to talk about you guys getting money, but I wanted to wrap all of this up to make sure you guys are truly educated. Educated borrowers get better loans than uneducated borrowers. Who is out there renting a flat screen TV from Rent-A-Center? An uneducated borrower. Let's get into some of these terms. Let's get into some of the different options that you guys have. What kind of money that you need depends on what you actually need as far as dollars amount and what you have. A couple of key terms that we are looking for, and the first one I'm going to talk about is secured versus unsecured. Secured versus unsecured is a term that you guys already understand. You just don't really understand it already. Secured loans are just that. They're secured with a hard asset, generally going to be hard property and sometimes cash, reserves, life insurance, and a number of different things. Unsecured means just that. There is no sort of security on there. If you're looking at the difference between a secured loan or an unsecured loan, which one do you think has a lower interest rate? The secured one. Because the bank has security. Why do you think that the bank is concerned about that? Well, the bank has security, but more specifically, what the bank is looking for is two things. They're looking for cash flow and they're looking for collateral. If you have cash flow, someone is going to give you money. If you have no cash flow and no collateral, there's even people that will give you money, but it's going to be the last thing we talk about this week. But essentially, if you look at this and you say, hey, I have cash flow, but no collateral, you can go get an unsecured loan. If you have cash flow and collateral, then you can go and get a secured loan. What would be an example of both? Most common, and the first one we're going to talk about this week, is a secured loan. and that is a mortgage. The reason why you get some of the cheapest money out there for mortgages, whether it's personal or commercial, is because there's hard assets associated with it. This person has cash flow and this person has collateral. We are confident in the cash flow that he or she is going to be able to pay this monthly payment. And we feel secured because we have a secured interest in this hard asset that if he stops paying us, we can always take our money back. Because they don't feel that risky on it, and because you have cash flow and collateral, they're going to give you a lower interest rate. On the other side of this, let's say you don't have any collateral, but you have some decent cash flow. Will someone give you a credit line? Will someone give you a credit card? Absolutely. This is American Express's whole business. They are unsecured. They don't have any attachment to any of your property, any of your real estate. But because of that, what kind of interest rate are you paying? Yeah, there is situations where you're paying 10 times higher interest rate for an unsecured credit line or something like that compared to a conventional mortgage. When we go down through this and you're looking for what kind of debt do I want to get, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, do I have cash flow and do I have collateral? If you don't have cash flow and you don't have collateral, then you have a massive underlying issue. No bank is going to want to touch you on that one because how are you ever going to pay them back? I'm going to give you $100,000, but your current business model that you have it doesn't cash flow any money. So how are you ever going to be able to pay this back? So if you don't have cash flow and you don't have collateral, you better have a reason of how this money, how this fix is going to come in and it's going to generate cash flow. Will banks give you money based on a projection? Yes. Do you think a bank would be more likely to give someone money that's already shown this, that's already put this on paper, or it's put this on paper that they're going to plan to do this in the future? Now that you guys are educated, now that you guys know all the terms on this, let's get into a couple real life situations. And based on what you have going on, based on what you need, what would Hunt do in your situation? Hunt, I am out of cash, but I have a building with equity. What do I do here? Honestly, this is the best situation. Anytime a client calls me and says, Hunt, I am out of money, the first question I ask is, do we have real estate? Do we have equity in the real estate? Why? Because like we just talked about, that is secured debt. And not only is it secured debt, it's secured by the collateral that banks like the most. I guess banks probably like cash the most as collateral, but if you have enough cash to put up as collateral, you're not going to borrow the money. Banks know how to sell property. Banks have a market to sell property. They've done it in the past. They're going to do it in the future. If you have a piece of real estate and you have equity in it, you really have two different options on it. You can refinance this or you can borrow against it. If you were to refinance it, what that looks like is you're saying, Hunt, I have an $800,000, or let's do this simple math. I have $1 million building I owe $400,000 on. If I refinance this, will someone give me $1 million and cash me out $600,000? The short answer is no. If you go and you buy that property, were you able to finance 100%? No, they're going to want you to put a down payment, and refinances, credit lines are generally the same. Most people only want to give you 80 to 85% of your appraised value. The reason is because if they have to collect it from you, they're probably not going to be patient and they want to sell it quick. If you owe $400,000, your building is worth $1 million, they're probably going to give you $800,000 worth of borrowing, which means that you have $400,000 that you could refinance. If you have a lot of stuff going on where you're like, Hunt, I need this cash, I need to spend this cash, I need to kind of get myself into a better position on this, then a refinance is probably going to make the most sense. A refinance is going to put all of this together, it's going to refinance, it's going to re-amortize this for another 20, 25, 30 years. So if you need to kind of hit the reset button, you need to get stuff settled on this, a refinance can be a great option. One of the things in the current environment that makes the refinances a little bit less attractive is a lot of you guys have very, very cheap loans or very cheap mortgages. If you have a 5% mortgage on it and you refinance today, even your old money is going to be refinanced to higher interest rates. This is one of the conundrums that my client and I were facing the other week. He needs another $200,000. The first part of his mortgage is pretty low interest. If he gets to refinance, he gets the money that he needs, but he like doubles his interest rates. If you're facing that situation, what I would like to do, if we can, is generally to try to borrow against that. There are banks that will go out there and give you a second mortgage. I have an $800,000 or I have a building that's $800,000 of equity, borrowable equity against it. This other bank has a $400,000 interest on it. Some bank will give you $100,000 or $200,000. They don't like doing this as much. They're not going to give you the full amount like a refinance. But if you have equity, someone will give you money. The quickest and easiest one is probably going to be a line of credit. And this is what it kind of works down to on timing. If you have real estate, you need money, and you don't need to kind of peg out the max amount out of this, do a line of credit. It's going to be higher interest rates, but if you have a good bank, they can close very quickly and get you exactly what you need. Highest interest rate on this stuff is going to be a line of credit, and then probably a second mortgage, and then a primary commercial mortgage is going to be the lowest. If you can be patient, if you have the time, if you have the planning on this, a full refinance that takes probably 2 to 3 months is going to be the best bet. But sometimes you guys don't plan enough ahead on this and are forced for timing options. So plan ahead on this, guys. Do this before you actually need it.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full-service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor, it's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Hey, hon, I'm out of cash, but I'm looking to get some new equipment. So again, not good to hear that you're out of cash, but the good news on this is you're also looking for secured debt. I'm going to buy a new alignment rack on this. I would like to borrow money, but in return, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the bank or the equipment financing company, if I don't pay for this, you can come and take my alignment rack. Do they want to do this? Do they default on these very much? I doubt it, right? It's probably pretty darn hard to repo, but it's a lot better than unsecured. Not going to spend a ton of time on this one. In today's environment with the high interest rates on this, leases have never been more popular. There is some sort of subsidizing going on the lease market. You can probably get a cheaper interest rate now on a lease than you could even with a bank loan or equipment loan. This is kind of strange because in the past, it was always the opposite. Like if you don't feel like messing with this, if you just want to do the easy button, sign the paperwork that your Hunter rep gave you, it's probably going to charge you 8%. A bank's going to be at 6%, but whatever, just be done with it. based on how high the interest rates are right now and how banks just don't really like touching these or don't really care, it's not enough money for them to be worried about it, most people are just doing the leases. Quick, easy, and the reason why they give it to you so easy is because it's secured. Might cost you a couple extra bucks on this. If you have a good relationship and you can go to your bank, and again, you have the time to look at your options on this, just weigh the interest rates. Great American Financial is going to give you 8%. Bank's going to give you 7%. That is a no-brainer. As you can see on this, we're kind of getting from like best case scenario or like most common situations to like, oh, this is getting kind of scary, to the last one we'll talk about here in a second, which is like, oh Lord, how do we get into this spot? But where we are in this situation is, hunt, I am out of cash, but the good news I have is strong profits. I just don't have a lot of collateral. This is very, very, very common. And where I see this a lot of times is either clients that just get into business that try to bootstrap this. You don't want to borrow any money. You got some equipment. You go in and you try to start this and you've always been undercapitalized. The profits are good, but like what's stopping you from getting to the next level is you just need some money. So you're saying the profits are good. I just don't have any collateral, right? I got to use auto repair equipment. Another thing on this one is someone that has just kind of got out of a dire strait. Like just got your head above water, finally got out of some of these aggressive credit cards and stuff like that, making some money, but yeah, not a whole lot to make a bank feel secured. If you're in this situation, if you need cash, you really are doing one of two things. You're using it to pay off other debt, or you're using it to buy new stuff. Like I said, either you're going in and saying, hey man, I got myself into a bit of a pickle. I need to hit the reset button. I don't have a whole lot, but I need like 60 grand to clean up this credit card debt. The other option on this is like, I need $60,000 because I'm going to start to sell some tires and things like that. Which one do you think a bank would like to hear? If you went to a bank and said, hey, in the past, I wasn't very good at managing my finances and I've racked up some credit cards. The $60,000 that you give me is going to make my business healthier, but it's not actually going to give you guys any collateral. Do you think a bank is going to do that? Yes, some. Do you think it's something that they would always like to hear and all banks would say yes to? No, not at all. Banks, in practice, do not like to refinance other people's debt. Just not something they like to do. Kind of makes sense. What if we went to a bank and we said, I'm thinking about getting into the tire business. Customers have been asking about it. We think it could be a great profit center for us. I need 60 grand to go buy some inventory, equipment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think that a bank would like to hear that they're going to give me money, but this money that they're giving me is going to go to buy hard assets, equipment, and inventory, and also this equipment and inventory is going to be used in the future to generate profits and cash flow that they could use to get paid back? I am not telling you to tell a bank anything that is not true, but I'm telling you guys to be realistic. You need to go and you need to sell this to a bank. If you just go and say, hey guys, I just need some money, why would you ever expect a bank to give you money? What's in it for them? Why is this money going to make you healthier? Why is this money going to make this loan better for them and ultimately be a good deal? So take a look at this. Make sure that you got your ducks in a row before you go and take that meeting. First impressions only happen once. So you go in there and say you forgot to pay sales tax for 2 years and you need money. You can't change your story 2 weeks later and say you're getting into the tire business. Okay. Can in a new bank, but yeah, don't try it. So the last one on here is the last option. I have to talk about it. But yeah, Hunt, I am out of cash and no one else will give me money. Where should I go? I am not trying to be facetious on here. These guys are out here for a reason, but it is truly last case resort. What these are is the credit card advances. I am not going to put any brand names on out there. You guys have all heard of them. You guys have all seen them advertised to you for just about any sort of financial company out there. They all work very differently, but in a general sense, they all work very similar. So the overall idea is, and you've probably seen these banners pop up, you need 100 grand today, we will fund today, pay back over 6, 9 months, 12 months. So the way that these usually work is your credit card company, QuickBooks does this, PayPal does this, Amex does this. They will go and they'll give you $100,000. Pretty easy, extremely easy. If you want money in 30 minutes, you can do this right now. Do not advise it. It costs you a lot of money, but yeah, quick and easy. It is out there. 100 grand over the course of 6 to 9 months, you're probably going to have to pay them back $120,000. How they get paid back is they're generally attached to your credit card deposits. Before the credit card deposits hit your bank account, this company will take their payment. Every day they take, all these are different. You can negotiate this stuff. 15, 20% of your sales go to them. Over the course of 6 months, it's all paid off. Money doesn't hit your account. They just take it. All is well and good. I want to be very clear here, guys. There is no judgment here. I am not judging these guys for making a business. These guys have money, and when you need money, and fast money is not cheap. I am not judging you for taking it right now. I'm not judging you for taking it in the past. These are actually very, very useful because if they weren't out there and no one else was going to give you money, how many of you guys would shut your doors? That being said, you got to be very, very careful on here because they are aggressive and they can put you into a trap. This is education. This is all that this is. For a lot of you guys, and some of you guys have probably taken this before, and you went and I said, of all that stuff, you borrow 100, you pay back 120, 6 to 9 months, 15 to 20% of your sales gets to pay it back. What jumps out at you? What makes you say, Hunt, this is a bad deal? A lot of people make the mistake on this and they look at this, and I think I probably did when I first started seeing these, and say, man, $20,000 of interest over 6 months on an annual basis on 100 grand, that is 40% interest. That's higher than even a credit card. Why would I want to do this? Well, credit card doesn't give you cash, these do. But the interest rate is actually not what's going to kill you guys. What kills people on this is the repayment period. You are probably not making enough profit to dig yourself out of your hole on your own. And I'll give you an example of why. They are taking 15 to 20% of your sales. That is generally a good target for even very successful shops to make a net income. If you have, let's say, a 15% net income, but they're taking home 20%, what does that look like? You have $100,000 in sales in a month, and you have $15,000 in profit. No debt, and you don't take any money out on draws. I want to stop right there and think about how much of a best case scenario that is. That is a shop that's doing $100,000 in sales a month, $1.2 million a year, making 15% net profit with zero debt and doesn't take any money out for draws. Think about how much profit you're making, how much debt you have, and how much money you take out in draws. What I'm saying is even a good business, these are very hard to dig out of. What is going on here is the credit card company is taking 20% of his sales every single month, i.e. $20,000. Credit card company has taken $20,000 out. In the past, we were only making $15,000 worth of profit. Every single month, we are going to be negative $5,000 in cash flow because of this. It's not the interest rate that is killing him. Even if this was 40% interest rate, even if this was 35% interest rate, it's not going to change the situation. It's the repayment period. If you want to look at this, generally the shortest you can ever pay some of this stuff back that you're actually getting decent money on is 2 years. Like, there are situations where you could probably pay it back in 12 months, but I would say a lot of those are not advisable because you're probably going to have to take almost all of your profit to pay back that debt. What that means, and again, is if you have any sort of downturn, our reserves are gone and we're right back into the debt cycle. So yeah, these do serve a purpose. And again, no judgment if you've taken them, but be very careful. And if you're in one right now, do the math on this. Figure out what the plan is. It might take a round or two. And a lot of times what people are doing is using these to tread water to get into a secured one. Banks are looking for cash flow and collateral. If you have the cash flow situated and you can get some sort of collateral, then you can get into a legitimate loan, save yourself some money, and dig yourself out of this hole. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch a show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch videos when available. So thanks again for joining on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.